Philippe Saint-Pierre, these are the characters that it is. 11/02/2023 dictation is for Mr. Alan Harvey. Harvey spells H-A-R-V-E-Y. Alan spells A-L-A-N. Date of birth is 12/25/1967. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up. Here, next paragraph. Mr. Alan has a history of chronic acne, hypertension, diabetes type 2, hypercholesterolemia, and dry eye syndrome. Is there for follow-up for these conditions? The medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems to review them were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 135 over 79. Pulse 76, respiration 18. Temperature 97.4. Period. Next paragraph. Patient is obese. HENT normal. HENT normal. Neck, full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no tenderness of palpation, no rigidity. Normal bowel sounds. No organ megaly. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chronic acne. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, diabetes type 2. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, dry eye syndrome. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Tretinoin gel 0.05%. You will apply daily for 90 days at bedtime. Next medication, fenofibrate 160 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication. Enalapril, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication. Insulin needles, B180, used daily for injecting insulin and nothing else, period. Next paragraph. Next medication. Lantus, 100 units. You would do 35 units in the morning and 35 units at bedtime. For 90 days, it would be 6,300 units. Next medication, Restasis ophthalmic, 0.05%. Drops, it would be 2 drops BID for 90 days. That'd be 360 milliliters. Next paragraph. Patient's last lab was on 6/2023. To be more precise, it was on 06/07/2023. He says he's not prepared to have labs drawn today, citing funding as an issue. Period. Says he would have it done another day. We'll come back and schedule the day for his labs. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.